following the sudden collapse of an abandoned building in Aurora, Center Wellington Fire and Rescue are stressing the importance of winter safety. The 1.5-story building's collapse caused no injuries. It did, however, serve as a reminder to keep roofs as clear of snow as possible. Center Wellington Fire and Rescue's Fire Prevention Officer Christopher Palooch says the weight of the snow can be drastically increased when temperatures swing upwards. He recommends residents keep on top of snow removal.
It gets the weight of that snow off of your roof. I mean, the snow in itself doesn't represent too much of a hazard. The problem is when we start getting these warmer days, a bit of a drizzle, the snow can absorb that moisture and it greatly increases the load on your roof. So if folks are able to, we recommend they get out there and use a snow rake or a shovel and just as safely as possible. And even if they have to get an outside company to do it, try to get that extra weight off of their roofs.
Palooch added, while certain roof types lend themselves less to these types of incidents, the key is clear: to remove snow from whatever type of roof you have.
Steel roofs are going to be a little bit easier because the snow wants to slide off of the roof, whereas asphalt shingles will hold on to it a little bit more, but it's really not anything, from the research I've done anyways, that folks can really get away from. It's more of a just getting that weight off of the roof.
He also encourages residents to take this opportunity to take stock of the winter elements' effects on their properties.
Take a look around your own house. If the icicles are forming and they're above things on our house that are really important, say, for example, your natural gas meter, those icicles need to be removed because we are hearing instances where the ice is coming down and hitting the gas meters. And in some cases, that can cause a gas leak. So just be mindful of the things you see. If you notice the icicles are forming outside your house, just, you know, as safely as possible, go try to take those down.
The collapsed building was a stone building attached to Harold Chamberlain Park on Metcalf Street. With more winter weather looming, Palooch encourages all to be mindful of the season's hazards. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.